I dug in with one of my colleagues, Gretchen Morgenson, to look at what the regulators did in terms of enforcement back in 07, 08, 09, as the crisis was starting. And what we found was a real reluctance at the DOJ, the SEC, to really dig in and go after these cases because they were first and foremost focused on stabilizing the system. And because they did not put a ton of new resources or efforts in going into enforcement cases several years ago, we don't have those cases now.
You write about a meeting between Timothy Geithner, then head of the Federal Reserve, and Andrew Cuomo, then Attorney General of New York, where they had this conversation. The idea was we have to be worried about stabilizing the banks, not worried about placing blame.
Well, take yourself back to that moment. It was October 2008. It was a few days after the government introduced a $700 billion bailout of the banks, and people were very nervous. And so this was a very unusual meeting. The head of the New York Fed, Geithner, comes in to meet with Cuomo, who, the New York Attorney General is usually Wall Street's sheriff. And so comes in to meet with him and really talks about how fragile the situation is. What we saw after that was Andrew Cuomo really didn't make any major cases related to the financial crisis and the banks, even though he had a lot of evidence in that area. And so, it's unclear if he would have acted differently if he hadn't had the meeting with Geithner. He said in a statement to us that he did not slow down because of the meeting, but it's a meeting that I've heard about from three different people who said that it did make a big impression on the Attorney General Cuomo at that time.
I keep wondering if we're missing the Avenger, if we're missing that Andrew Cuomo, the Attorney General, that Elliot Spitzer, now that he's a cable host, Rudy Giuliani, the person who has decided to dig in and make this a priority. Is there anyone like that out there?
No one has really emerged in the government yet doing that.